It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival in rainy, gray downtown Charlottesville here at the Filmmakers Lounge. I'm sitting across from my new friend, Rebecca Louise Miller, playwright.
Yes.
We had to sit together. Who wrote a screenplay, and then we had a friend who said, "Let's do this. Let's make this movie." Okay. Well, so tell us the story of the film first, and then how it got made.
Okay. So I was in a kind of a heartbroken state. Yeah. I had just split from my husband. And I had to buy a new bed.
Mm-hmm.
I just signed a lease on a new apartment in Brooklyn. So I went to Macy's Herald Square, the biggest department store in the world.
The Miracle on 34th Street.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
It was like a go big or go home. So I found myself on this giant, like, it was like a football field full of mattresses. In my head, it still is. And I was like, just don't cry. Just don't cry. Everything will be fine if you don't have a meltdown here in the sales floor of the mattress department of Macy's Herald Square. And what unfolded as I didn't cry was like kind of a hilarious, only in New York, kind of a shopping situation.
Mm-hmm. And so you said, you wrote this.
Yes. So basically what happened was, as I was pretending to, like you do when you're shopping for a mattress, so I was pretending to like lie down, go to sleep, and wake up again.
Mm-hmm.
I kept making eye contact with this like inconveniently adorable man who was also shopping for a new bed. And we sort of ended up like, you know, circling the mattress floor, making a lot of embarrassing eye contact. And it was like, here we are waking up together, like several yards apart. And then people got really interested in what was happening between me and this man. And I sort of remembered all at once that, like, beds aren't just for sleeping.
Yeah. And, so you just get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
You went shopping for a mattress.
Yeah.
A mattress only.
Right. Just a mattress.
Not in a mood to meet a cute guy.
Right. And this not at all.
This cute guy shows up.
And that's when it happens.
So that's the story of the film.
Yeah.
The film is One Day Home and screens as part of the Short Films Block A. At 3 p.m., i.e., in like half an hour.
Yeah. We call it a quirky comedy with a broken heart of gold.
And have you been taking it around? Have you been going to other festivals?
Yeah, I just got back from Austin, which was like a week-long party.
Yeah.
I'm like still recovering. So that was our world premiere. And hopefully we'll have some more festivals after this one, but I'm super excited to be in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we didn't present you with, you know, if you look outside, it's a little gray.
It's rainy and gray, but the warmth of the people are already making up
for
it.
We're in kind of a good mood.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had heard, but a few good things have happened in Virginia this week. Yes.
Yeah, I was watching, and I was like, I actually tweeted about it yesterday. I was like, I'm coming down there to hug all of you tomorrow. Thank you.
We will take it. So, wow. So how long are you here?
I'll be here through, I'm leaving early Sunday, no, early Monday morning.
Okay. So
I'm going to see the whole
thing. You're for the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah.
So not to give us too many spoilers, how things work out with a cute guy.
They worked out exactly as they needed to. We're still in touch, and he is thrilled that a film was made about this experience.
That film is One Day Home, the writer. Oh, and you're also in the film.
I'm in it. You're going to have to stare at my mug for 12 minutes. Sorry.
Is Rebecca Louise Miller. And you know, to my radio listeners, I will assure you, you have a mug totally worth staring at.
A completely decent mug.
As part of the Short Films Block A screening Thursday today, 3 o'clock at Vinegar Hill. Just a few minutes, and when you're done here, you're going to dash out. Come back and report to me how the screening went.
I will, and I'll tell you about all the other movies, too.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Do you go by Rebecca?
I just go by Rebecca,
You
can call me Rebecca.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for talking to us, and enjoy the film festival.
Thank you.